Now, as you heard in the bulletin, around 1,000 health and social care workers are holding a 24-hour strike today in a dispute over pay restoration. The workers belong to SIBTU and FORSA, are employed in a number of so-called Section 39 bodies, which are funded by the state to deliver services, including hospices and home helps. Here's what picketers in Skibbereen in West Cork have been saying about why they're on strike.
Hi, my name is Tara Collins. I work for Co-Action in West Cork. I work for Co-Action for the past 6 years, and we're here today to restore for our fight for pay restoration. It was something that we had, it was taken away, and we're promised back, and that we didn't get it. So for today, that's our overall aim, is hopefully for our pay restoration.
My name is Shane Cadigan. I'm an employee of Co-Action West Cork, and we're here protesting today on strike, really about the issue of pay restoration. Pay was cut about 10 years ago during the recession, and it was promised that the pay restoration would be returned, but it hasn't happened. It's had a huge negative impact, really, on the lives, the quality of lives, quality support we provide to the people who are in our service. And it's, you know, it's affecting staff retention, it's affecting a lot of issues like that, and it's something we feel very strongly about. We really need to have pay restoration. It'll benefit the people we support, the families, the organisation, the staff as a team. It's fantastic to see all the support we have here today, and you know, the public have been very supportive as well. And really, it's we hope it doesn't come to more strike days, but this will be the first of many if it has to come to that.
Some of those picketers in Skibbereen in West Cork, our industry and employment correspondent Ingrid Miley is following today's developments. And Ingrid, the background to this dispute, the austerity pay cuts.
Yes, indeed. Back in 2009-2010, when pay cuts were introduced, the Section 39 body workers were treated as public servants, although technically speaking, they're not public servants. In other words, they had their pay cut in line with public servants. Now, you would think that given that it was cut in line with public servants, it would go up again when restoration happened for the public service. But that has not happened. Individual bodies who are the direct employers of these people have said that they haven't been given sufficient funding increases from the HSE, and the HSE says it doesn't get the money from the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform in order to fund the equivalent pay restoration. So I think you can take it that they've had enough. There are around 50 bodies that have already been through an auditing process, and they've got a pathway to restoration. There are 250 more that haven't, and they are saying today that they've had enough.
And what are the chances of resolving this dispute?
Well, first of all, we need a government to be in place to deal with it and to negotiate this. At the moment, it does pose difficulties, because I think the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform is wary of giving, if you like, public service, the benefits of public service status to non-public servants, because that could have a knock-on effect on groups like, for example, school secretaries and the community employment supervisors, who are also in similar situations, working for bodies that deliver state services that are funded by the state, but where they don't have the status of public servants. So it is a complicated issue. SIBTU says it would cost around 7 million to restore. The government disputes that figure. But as I said, at the moment, the difficulty is there is no government to debate this with. But there's certainly the threat of further strike action if this isn't resolved soon.
Ingrid, thank you. Our industry and employment correspondent, Ingrid Miley.